Any, what, see, see my talong, anybody have questions again, para we can open it up for. Who was asking me kanina? Anyone, anyone po, any questions? Comments? Question? See, ano, si Paul had a question kanina, okay lang, Paul? No, kasi I think it would be good eh. Sometimes, no, Paul was saying kasi sometimes we have a burden, diba? Sometimes we have a feeling about certain things that would happen about. Because I always have people come up to me and tell me that, you know, Pastor, I feel like, you know, something's gonna happen to the nation, there's gonna be this, there's gonna be exposing of corrupt officials in the government and all that. People have come up to me to say that. That's something that the question that people ask me, how, what do I do with that words that I'm getting? That's something called, you just have to maybe rally people to pray, but you don't have to give a specific word. Because sometimes when you give a word to people, na medyo hindi, it's not positive. Many times you just don't have to say that. You just have to tell them the response to the dream or the vision that you get from God. Kunwari, many times I get a word about, there's one time I give it up, there was this church. The Lord gave me a word for this church that this church was going to split. Now, I can't go to a person, hey, the word of the Lord, you guys will split this. But I couldn't tell that to them, to anyone. In fact, I just told that to my wife. Those are words I just can't tell anybody. But I knew, the Lord told me that this church was going to split. And true enough, a year after, this church splits. But what I did was pray for this church. I did not tell anybody, I just prayed for the church, I prayed for the church. But somehow there were some issues internally that would not be solved. And so that church actually split. And so there are times like that that you will have a word about certain things. The solution is not to tell people, the solution is to pray about certain things. You don't have to blurt it out to everyone, the word of the Lord is done. Sometimes we could be very, very negative. And yun ang accusation lagi ng mga tao sa prophetic ministry is that word, sometimes it becomes negative. But I don't make it negative. I just take the negative, I filter it, and express something which I feel God will do. So I believe God for faith, I believe God for healing, I believe God for restoration. But I don't, just wisdom now on how to do it. So, anybody else? Anybody else? No one? Okay, let's continue. So we stopped with the comforter principle. Number three, the still small voice principle. Number three, number four, the conviction versus condemnation principle. Yun. According to Romans 8:1, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I will reject condemnation, no matter how prophetic its form may seem. And believe it or not, I'm guilty of bringing words that brought condemnation and actually encouraged them. There's one time we were prophesying to this person, but this prophetic minister, no, medyo accurate rin siya, pero this word was given in a way that wasn't supposed to be public. Yung parang the Lord, since the Lord that there's some you wanna quit, you wanna give up, and you're not telling anybody, and lahat yung mga members na nandun siya yung pastor. You wanna quit, you wanna blah blah blah, what the Lord saying. So sabi ko, what do I say? So what I did, I went to that person and sat down with the person. I apologized, sabi ko, how did you feel with that word? Siyempre, mahiya siya, no, okay naman yung word, pero I just wanna say, and I'm sorry because, you know, we gave a word that really exposed you with your members that you want to quit. And then right after that, he came up to me and said, I appreciate, that's how I really felt, I appreciate you trying to correct things. But sabi niya, I really feel, tama naman, I feel that eh. Pero sabi ko, my word, we apologize for exposing you in front of your members. We didn't have to do that. So it actually brought more heaviness than actually uplifting him up. So sometimes, be ready also, if you have members pala that receive a prophetic word that actually brought them down, you can actually lift up that person and kind of adjust it. In fact, also, as a campus leader or pastors, you have the right to get your member and listen to that prophetic word that they received or the ministry that they received that did not uplift them. You have the right to say, that's not the word from God. Ako, many times, I had to go to a person and tell them, they received a prophetic word that they were gonna be this, that they're gonna be this. Medyo harsh in the thing. I told him, I was in Malaysia, they received a prophetic word from this American. Grabe, I started listening to the prophetic word. It was so bad. Na it was exposing them, it was really bad. That they felt so heavy that I released that person and told that person, that's not the word from God for you. This is the word of the Lord for you. So as a pastor, as a leader, you have the confidence to even sometimes come in there, because you guys are shepherds. You guys are, you see things. Another story also was in Alabama. There was this person that came up to me, sabi niya, Pastor, I received this word. That my marriage is bad, that my marriage is this. And I look at my wife, we're okay naman, Pastor. What do I do with that word? Because I had to, can I listen to the prophetic word? I listened to the prophetic word. It was innocently given. But the prophetic minister, okay naman siya, it's just that he felt so condemned because he felt like there was something going on with their marriage. So I had to say, no, there's nothing wrong with your marriage. You are okay. So I gave him an assurance that everything was okay. So anyway, I just had to tell that because you guys will have the authority to do that. Next, the power principle. Sometimes with the prophetic word, it has the power to bring changes. And then lastly, the peace principle. God is a God. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. He brings peace and comfort. So those are the things that. Now, just for we don't really have time to go through all this because I feel like I want to pray for some of you today. Will that be okay?
Yes.
Baka kasi ayaw niyo, so I have to ask. Let's go through lesson 6, which is Revelation Gifts. I'll breeze through it just so that you know. Revelation Gifts is basically word of knowledge, word of wisdom. And I just want to give you just some of the differences between all this Revelation Gifts. I know there are gifts in accordance to 1 Corinthians, but we don't have the time to really talk about all of that. But the word of knowledge, by definition, is the word of knowledge is a supernatural revelation by the Holy Spirit about certain facts in a person's past. And present. It's information from the Lord that the recipient has no way of knowing except from the mind of God. It is a very small portion of God's infinite knowledge about the earth, humanity, and the universe. The three levels of knowledge, there's what we call natural knowledge. This knowledge is obtained through study. There's some things that we study through staff dev, which is where we get natural knowledge, facts, and all of that. And then number 2, biblical knowledge. Biblical knowledge comes by illumination by the scriptures, by the Holy Spirit. Ito naman, the gift. The third one is the gift of the word of knowledge. This knowledge is released through the saint by faith. Everyone say by faith. This one, you have no prior knowledge. Like Joseph was mentioning about the girl in Indonesia. The word I gave this woman, pala, was this. Sabi ko, the word of the Lord is this. The Lord says you're stubborn, you're like a bull that will not let go of things when you grab hold of certain things. You're stubborn, you're difficult to correct, but when you know you're right, you just go on, bull strong, and nobody can stop you. And she looked at me, and apparently I found out that this girl was not saved. This girl was not saved. She came up to me, she looked at me, speaking to me in Chinese. Speaking to me in Chinese. And then my interpreter. And this girl's asking, how did you know? How did you know that she suffered? Did the pastor tell you about her? She was asking all this information. And you know what? I'm always accused of that. Everywhere I go in the church, after the prophetic presbytery, the members would go to the pastor, Pastor, to talk to the prophet. How does the prophet know that what I'm going through? Sabi, no. Tapos sabi ko, even if he did tell me, how could I remember all the information of everybody in the room? I wouldn't know that, right? It's by the Spirit. So work of knowledge is saying, I don't know how it comes. It comes specific. It becomes clear. You know what it is. You know what they're going through. You know an issue of the past, an issue of. I operate in caution when I do this. Sometimes I investigate. Once again, I investigate. There are times the Lord will give me a word of knowledge about when they were 6 years old, when they were abused. Sometimes the Lord will give me a word of knowledge about that. But I don't say, you were abused when you were 6 years old. I don't say that. So I just say, I reword the word of knowledge and say, the Lord says that I'm healing, I'm already giving the solution, rather than exposing the fact that the word of knowledge. I prophesy and I say, the Lord is saying, I'm healing you from your experience when you were growing up, when you were 5 or 6, there was some experience, the Lord says, I'm healing you, and then you see the girl crying. And then sometimes I don't even ask for confirmation, but the Lord gives me words of knowledge for certain individuals. Powerful in word of knowledge. It's not something that you learn. It's by the Spirit of God. People ask me, Pastor, how about yung mga mahuhula? Diba? Ang dami mahuhula dyan eh. Pastor, are they accurate? The answer to that, yes. Because the motivations of that, I don't know if you call it a gift, that counterfeit gift, is really demonic in nature. And sometimes the glory that's received there is given to man, given to that person, but not to God. That's why if you tell me, you know, totoo ba yung mga manghula dyan? Sometimes nakakatakot kasi sometimes they could be true and accurate, but it's counterfeit. It's perverted gift. So I just wanted to say that because the word of knowledge is so powerful. My prayer is that you, all of us here, would move in the gift of the word of knowledge. You just have to learn to practice it and use it, because these are some of the things that word of knowledge. So there's natural, biblical, and there's the gift of the word of knowledge. So there's a biblical examples. We don't have to do that. Some purposes of the word of knowledge reveal the causes of sickness or demonic influence. Word of knowledge also good when you go into campus. When you're believing God, you're doing a strategic planning for the campus, how to reach a campus. Word of knowledge is so good when you're starting, when you're doing prayer walks. When you're praying for a campus, you're strategizing for a campus. It's so good that you operate in the word of knowledge because you know exactly what the campus went through, what people are going through. When you start counseling people, you talk to people, the Lord will give you the word of knowledge for certain individuals. And you will know how to minister effectively because you operate in this word of knowledge. It causes real causes of fitness or demonic influence. Number two, reveal God's divine place for meetings. The Lord has given me certain ability. When I plant churches, when I go to a certain place, I know exactly when I drive around the city, the Lord would give me a place. This is the place you're meeting. And then I would go sometimes to a building, and I would know that this is the place of our meeting. And the Lord, by a miracle, would give us certain buildings. Because the Lord gave me a word of knowledge for certain things. There's one time I was one Sabbath, another story of counseling and ministry. There's one time in Baguio, I was pastoring in Baguio, and we had students from UB Baguio. There's one Sabbath at 8:30 at night, somebody calls me, Pastor, Sister so and so, she's possessed. I think she's floating. Floating. She's possessed now. She's floating. Pastor, there's so many people in campus in the laboratory. The police, the patrol, there's so many people there. Pastor, we need your help. You know, and I got some good groups out of the building. There's some people. So I went to campus, true enough, man, there were security, they were all over. There were so many students. But when I arrived, it was like Ghostbusters. It's like when I arrived at Red Sea Parks. Everybody parks. And then I was asking, Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, give me the word of God. What do I do? But all these people are watching. They're waiting for a performance of exorcism. They're waiting for something. So when I got to the laboratory, this lady from church was lying down in the lab. She was just lying down. And then I was asking the Lord, give me speed. Lord, what should I do? And the Lord spoke to me. He said, gave me a word of knowledge. He said that girl, the demon in her, is just a small demon, and he wants to destroy the work of God here because we're accused already as being weird in campus, blah, blah, blah. So I mean, it's a distraction only. Some people distraction. Because some people, since a distraction. So I looked at this lady, I'll use another name, it's Rita. I looked at her, I go, Rita. She looked at me, yes, Pastor. Stand up, man. She stood up. Let's go out. And then she stood up, she walked out. And then everybody in the room, they all, whoa. They were all. It was that simple. I mean, everybody was just amazed. It was just the word of knowledge. Can you imagine if I just went there and said, in the name of Jesus, and started to make a scene, and everybody, whoa, and everybody, wah, 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 and everybody. You know, there was a lot of those during the early days. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of those, you know, I would preach, you know, gradually the preacher, somebody would fall, whoosh, and then the ushers were so used to carrying people out in the middle of our fresh worship, somebody would smoke, and I would hear people already, you know, their voices would change. You know, there were members of the church, their voices would change. There were people, I experienced already people that you know, demons would say, would talk, and they would say, "Sorcery hands on." We going bosses, and then my wife came up to this person who was oppressed and said, "Ida goes up. How's the hands on? Hindi kao." And so I would, and then I showed up, and then when I showed up, ganun rin. Then when I showed up, this woman could not even do it, and I said, just get up, stand up. And sometimes you just operating in the gifts is so sarap talaga. Because you just have to be sensitive. You just have to step out in faith and move it out. Huh? Next, the next purpose of the word of knowledge is that reveal God's divine advantage for meetings. Number three, reveal root problems in counseling situations. I think I mentioned that earlier today. Number four, reveal secrets of men's hearts so that repentance may come. Well, one of the things, too, another story here, and I was in Bali, I was going through some certain issues. Pastor Joey Bonifacio, at that time, he was a good, you know, he helped us. He was a good friend, and I was going through certain things. And then there were some issues in the church. But later on, he investigated, he started counseling me. There were some things in my life that was happening, but could not figure out. So he would take, I think, 2 weekends, he would drive to Baguio and then go down, and then the next weekend he would come again. So there was one time we were in a counseling situation. We were in a dead end in terms of counseling. I told him everything I could tell him. I told him, but somehow there was no release. And then out of nowhere, he just paused. He kept quiet. We were quiet for 5 minutes. And then, boom, the word of knowledge operated in Pastor Julian. And then he said that you have not forgiven your father. No, I did. No, you have not forgiven your father. And then he goes, let's pray and ask God to reveal to you some of the things that happened. Maybe you don't know it. Maybe you buried it in your, you know, in your brain, and you don't remember. And sure enough, when I was there, I was praying, and then all of a sudden, I saw a vision of me trying to kill my dad. And I remember growing up, my parents were separated. I saw my dad beating up my mom. And I got the knife and I was about to stab him, and then my mom stopped me from stabbing. And I remember I started to cry. And then he said, I told him to Pastor Joey, and Joey said, that's the area that you do not forgive me. And then when I said it, and then I got free and I got delivered. That's the power of the word of knowledge. The word of knowledge brings healing and brings deliverance. The same thing with Ida. You know, I won't say it because Ida might get mad. Anyway, It helps us to reveal root problems in counseling situations. And then number four, reveal secrets of men's hearts so that repentance, I said that, reveal insights for intercession. And then word of wisdom. The word of wisdom, the supernatural ability given by the Holy Spirit to impart specific information, insight, counsel, or guidance that brings life-changing illumination to one individual or a group of people. Once again, the levels of wisdom, natural, biblical, and the gift of the word of wisdom. There are scriptural examples to it. So, purposes of the word of wisdom, to warn a person of impending danger, so he may be delivered. To reveal or confirm a ministry calling. Number three, to give assurance of future blessing or judgment. Number four, to reveal the future. Number five, to give personal guidance in specific situation or circumstance. You know, word of knowledge normally deals with the past or present. But the word of wisdom actually deals with the future. It deals more of what they will be in the future. Did I miss anything? I'm sorry if I went too fast. Number one, natural or worldly wisdom, the three levels of wisdom. Number two, biblical wisdom. Number three, gift of the word of wisdom. Be one, to warn a person of impending danger so he may be delivered. Number two, to reveal or confirm a ministry calling. Number three, to give assurance of future blessing or judgment. Number four, to reveal the future. Number five, to give personal guidance in a specific situation or circumstance. Very quickly, once again, discerning of spirits. This is anybody here moving to discerning of spirits? Anybody here move? Yeah. Discerning through the gift of discerning of spirits is the supernatural ability given by the Holy Spirit to distinguish what spirit is motivating human words or action, whether it is a form of godly, human, or demonic in origin. The three levels of discernment, once again, natural. Number one, B1, B2, psychic, and then number three, gift of discerning of spirits. Gift of discerning of spirits. Once again, some purposes of the gift of discerning of spirits. D1, to reveal demonic principalities and powers over different geographical areas. Number two, to reveal demonic influence over specific individuals. And number three, to reveal the direction and flow of the Holy Spirit in a particular service. Sometimes a lot of people don't like discerning spirits because sometimes we feel like discerning spirits always has to do with something negative. Diba? But discerning of the spirits can also involve discerning something that is good that people do not see. That's why many times it's not focused just on the negative because most of the discerning that we receive is always in the negative. People have come up to me and said, Pastor, the discerner si Brother Bill and Gilead. It's always negative. But you rarely hear people discerning something that is of positive, something that's good, something that they have that's hidden. So many times we just have to learn to use the discerning of the spirits to really discern something that's good. A lot of people, that's why another reason why people find prophetic or spiritual gift as something spooky is because they feel like most of the discernment is always something, you know, spooky or weird. But everything is demon conscious. You know, about everything's demonic. Everything is there's a certain, you know, when I was I won't tell you the church, but there was this church I used to pastor. I sometimes dread going into that small group, right? Because every time you go to that small group, it's always demonic. Everything's demonic. It's almost like, oh no, everything that happened, oh, it's demonic. The discerning is always about the demonic stuff. So sabi ko, why not discern when God is there, when you discern the Spirit of God that is there? Because I believe God has given us the gift of the discerning spirit, so to be able to use it to uplift people. Remember, every spiritual gift that God has given us is there to build up the body. Okay? It's not to pull people down. It's not to use it like a medal of honor. It's not something that you use as a badge that I can do certain things. The gift that God has given us is always to uplift the people, to build up the people, and to advance the kingdom of God. And to me that is a positive to the spiritual gifts. If we can just begin to show how spiritual gifts is really operated, people will want the spiritual gifts without the weirdness, without the excesses of all of that. And God will really begin to exalt and begin to use us more and more in the gifts of the Spirit. Amen? Can we all stand? Then what I want to do, you know, when we in moving in the gifts, it's really by faith. I say by faith. You just have to step up. There was a minister a long time ago, and he said that faith is spelled R-I-S-K. He said that faith is spelled risk. There's always going to be risk involved when you start operating in the gifts, when you start operating and believing God and hearing God. There's always going to be risk involved, but you just have to step out, because when you step out, miracles begin to happen. So that's the same with us. I encourage all of us that as we start moving out and going into our ministry, respective ministries, that we just have to step out in faith and move in the gifts, whether word of knowledge, word of wisdom, healing, signs and wonders. That is one area pala, that I'm really believing God for, to move in signs and wonders and miracles. I'm here, you want to see miracles happen.
Yes.
That's one area that I'm believing God. That hopefully we're going to see more of the miracles happen. Imagine, we lay hands on the sick and they recover. We lay hands on cancer patients. We lay hands on dead people and then they recover. It's all in the same principle, but sometimes I have to admit, I'm comfortable in the revelation gifts, so I can teach it, but I'm not comfortable in the miraculous realm of the gifts. But later on, hopefully as we move on in our ministry, we're going to see this more and more in operation in our lives. Amen. Lord, we thank you, Father God, today, Lord, for your word, for your time today, Lord God. I know that I just did have a short time here today. I just ask you right now, Lord God, you just encourage us today, Lord God, that we would move in the gifts of the Spirit, Lord God, more and more. Lord, I pray that you help us, Lord God, step out in faith, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that if whatever ministry that you're going through right now and somehow you've hit a dead end, Lord, I pray today that, Lord, you would just help your people, oh God, breakthrough in the name of Jesus. If you're here today, I just sense that if you're here and somehow you feel like the ministry that you're in, but somehow you've hit a chapter or a level that you're in, and somehow you want to come into the next level, but somehow you're stuck. Somehow you're stuck in that level. If that means you're believing God for breakthrough, just lift up your hands. I believe that God wants to minister to you today. Just lift up your hands. Lord God, thank you, Jesus.